Hello, I'm Doug Dirks. Welcome to a special edition of the Home Stretch. It's Blitz Day at CBC Calgary. We are broadcasting live from the lobby of our brand new building in Parkdale. Our house band for the entire show is the band you're hearing right now, Son of Ray. Coming up in this half hour of the program, we meet the creator and an author behind a new collection of queer short stories all about Christmas in Calgary, and Alan Doyle reflects on his time on the CP holiday train. It's all in support of a wonderful cause, the Calgary Food Bank. Well, tis the season for storytelling, and while some of us identify with classic characters like Scrooge, the Grinch, Charlie Brown, or maybe even Clark Griswold, a new short story collection shares the voices and stories of queer Calgarians during the holiday season. Calgary author M. Jane Collette is the editorial mind behind Queer Christmas in Cowtown. Tet Mulaire is an author and activist in Calgary's two-spirit and racialized LGBTQ community, and they join me now. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hello. So, Jane, let's start with you. How did this collection come about? Why queer stories at Christmas time?
Well, we're both members of a group called YYC Queer Writers.
Yes.
We get together to talk about writing and write, and the group mostly talk about writing and love, exes. Sometimes we write. We're trying to write more.
Yes. Right.
And it's this really great, for me, joining this group was a really important way of re-entering and rediscovering the queer community in Calgary.
How did you get involved in this project?
I just want to learn to write, express myself more in a different way. You know, usually I write political statements and all that, but it's nice to have other things to write about.
Yeah. So there's a mixture of sort of expertise in the group. You know, right. I've been writing professionally all my life. I have 3 or 4 novels published. But there are other people who've never really finished anything. And one of the things that I was noticing is that they were saying they want to be writers, they want to be published, but they weren't kind of getting across that finish line. And I'm really good at getting people to get stuff done. And, you know, a project is a good way to do it, right?
Yeah.
And telling stories is such an important way of, I don't know, being human, right?
Yes. Especially having the queer stories out there that, you know, we're here in Calgary, you know, we're part of it. Yeah, it's alive.
So Jane is in charge of pushing you through to the finish line.
Yes,
she's a taskmaster.
Yes, she pushes. Yeah, like for my part, like it took me a month to finish this thing, and she's like, just get it done, just get it done. So yeah, I'm like, so glad. Yeah,
it's like a professor.
Yes.
So tell me about the story you've written, Tet. It's a letter of frustration, right?
Yes, it's about my. It's about racism in Calgary. It exists here and all that, but fighting for everyone and all that, and yeah, basically the burnout that I'm experiencing for it as well. But you know, it ended up in a high note because
hope.
Yeah, it's entitled Hope, and that is, I think, what I wanted to tell everyone, that no matter what, if there's anything left for you to hold on, it's do not let go of hope. And
it's a beautiful piece. It's one of my favorite pieces.
You think?
Actually, I love all of them. You know, one of the things I really love about it is I've never done a collection like this before.
Right.
I'm always kind of fly solo. So I wasn't sure how much organizing or planning I would have to do. And so I did very little. But I think it all came together in a really great way, you know? Every story is so different, yet common themes cut across it in the end.
And how many stories are there?
There are a baker's dozen.
A baker's dozen, so 13 for those of you keeping score at home. Now, you've also written a story for the collection, Jane, about your Christmas issues, but you never get to the bottom of what those issues actually are, do you?
No, because I want you to actually go and buy my novels in which I explore all of them
of course.
At length.
Right.
She's the mastermind.
See, not only is she pushing you, Tet, she's also a marketing genius, apparently.
She is, yes.
The collection, Tet, launched just a few weeks ago at Owl's Nest Books here in Calgary. What was that night like for you?
It was went above and beyond our expectations. It was,
we sold out.
Yeah, it was like, woo, right? So, yeah, first batch of the copies were sold out, and the whole, where were we? Owl's Nest was full and all that. So
we had standing room by the end. They had to keep on adding rows of seats as people kept on coming in, and we ran out of chairs. And so I was worried, of course, that no one would come because this is what, right?
Like, sure, of course. You have angst. You have writer's angst.
Yeah.
That's right. But it was fabulous.
So, what is this time of year like for you? being a member of Calgary's LGBTQ community?
I'm pretty lucky. I've been adopted by a lot of people out there, taking me into their homes whenever. This Christmas, I'll be with my chosen family, is what we call it within the community. Yeah, and we'll be celebrating Christmas with them.
So, and Jane, I mean, you talk about universal themes, right? I mean, it spreads right across all segments of the population, doesn't it? This can be a challenging time for any kind of family.
Absolutely,
or
right? I think this is really why. Yes, absolutely.
Stop distracting them with photos. So, yeah, it can be a challenge for you, right?
Yes, I think it's a challenge for everyone. When I told my piece about it, everyone was just like, yeah, it's not just anxiety for queer folks, but everyone else. Like, they feel it because you come meet your family once a year, maybe, and yeah. Everything comes out.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not a time of high tensions, high drama, right? Which is why it's so good to write about.
Yes, yeah.
All right, thank you so much for joining
us. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Now you can take as many photos as you'd like over there with those guys who are apparently very interested.
Can we do a super quick plug that all the proceeds from our book go to Camp Firefly?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, sure. Yeah, because we've had Camp Firefly, many stories about it on the show previously. So nice to meet you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
Happy holidays. That is M. Jane Collette, a Calgary author and the editorial mind behind Queer Christmas in Cowtown. Ted Mulair is an author and activist in Calgary's two-spirit and racialized LGBTQ community. To find a copy of the book, head to Owl's Nest Books in Calgary or on Amazon.
I think Owl's Nest is sold out.
And so sold out at Owl's Nest, but
so
what about on Amazon?
Online. Yeah, Amazon ships in 24 hours.
See, you're doing too well when it comes to the marketing, apparently, Jane. Thank you so much for joining us.